Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. I am the Small Business Advocate. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here. I got a little distracted thinking about my rant earlier. I'm still kind of ticked off about this. The more I go into these businesses where people say no problem, or they say, they don't say thank you, or if I say thank you, they say you're welcome. Rob Grady is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. He's a great entrepreneurial expert and one of the top marketing experts on the planet. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Rob Grady, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to be with you. I'm on a rant. I'm on a roll here this morning. I'm kind of out of control, Rob. So let me ask you this question, Rob. What good does it do to get a customer to come to see you, if you don't, to do all this brilliant marketing stuff that you help people with so well, and you've helped us with since you've been joining us as a member of our Brain Trust so well, what good does it do if they come in and do business with us? We finally get them to come in the door, and we don't do everything within our human ability to make them want to come back. How stupid is that?
I guess it's you're not going to have a lot of repeat customers.
What kind of pressure you got to put on your marketing? How much money? I mean, Rob, small business owners don't have a lot of money. We're undercapitalized, every one of us. So why would we not do everything we can to not have to work so hard to get customers to come back? Why would we not do that?
I do think it's a shame, Jim. It's a matter of training. You put some young person in charge of just customer service as a customer comes in the door without proper training, and it's a crapshoot whether or not they have any idea how to treat people.
Well, that's exactly right. But you know what? It's not even just the employees. I go into small businesses, and the owner, I know who the owner is. The owner doesn't say thank you.
Mm.
I mean, you know what that is, in my opinion? In the age of the customer, that's a failure wish. That's a death wish for your business. What do you think?
Absolutely. You're not going to get repeat customers that way. And it's so hard to get new customers, much more expensive. 12 times as expensive to hunt new customers than it is to simply cater to your existing customers. And a simple thank you, and you and I were talking just briefly during the commercial about that horrible no problem issue.
Oh, God, don't get me. Oh, my! You know what? My audience just said, no, don't get him started on that, please.
Yeah, I'm sure we've heard this before.
Holy mackerel, that just makes me nuts. Or how about this, Rob, worse than that. That you walk in, maybe you actually do have a problem. Maybe you got a complaint, right? You got some kind of an issue. You give it to somebody, and they say, can you help me with this? And they say, no problem. Well, wait a minute. No. There actually is a problem.
Yes, indeed. That's why
I mean,
you're there.
This is laziness. It's pure laziness. And is totally disconnected from what's going on in front of you, which is a customer who has 1,000, maybe 10,000 other options, has actually come in your door, and you're treating them like you don't care whether they're there or not. Is there anything else, Rob? Have I missed anything?
No, I think that box sums it up.
So all the things you and I do to help a small business owner think about ways. You've got some great ideas we're going to talk about in a little bit. Some great ideas on marketing. All the things that we could do to help them. They do every single thing in your book, Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. They do everything in your book to to get people to come in, and then they don't do one silly little thing, one precious, actually genius thing, easy as pie to do to get them to come back, and that is to say thank you for your business. I don't understand it, Rob.
Fundamental mistake.
What does it sound? When you see that, does it sound like these people are engaged with what's going on? Especially, I mean, if you walk into a business that's got two or three employees and the owner's in the back there, and they treat you like you've almost interrupted them. I mean, what?
I got to tell you, I don't find that as often with the owner. The owner typically recognizes the need to nurture customers. My feeling is it's mostly poor training. They don't.
What's the difference? What's the difference? If I'm willing to say thank you, but I'm not training my people to say thank you, that's a small difference as far as I'm concerned.
Well, to some people, it's a fundamental an aspect of life. You simply say thank you to people who have done you a favor, and as an owner, you recognize that customer is doing you the favor of doing business with you. But you don't you make the assumption that all people have that same value system, and you don't pass on your culture or your value system to your employees.
And you know what, Rob? And I'm going to say something that may seem a little bit, it'll make me sound like an old guy, but I will tell you that a long time ago when you and I came on board as young pups, I don't think people had to tell me to say thank you to customers, but this younger generation, and I don't mean just 20-somethings, I mean some older, they, for some reason, acting grateful, it's not that they're not grateful, but acting grateful is not part of their way of their world. What do you think? We have to train them, like you say.
Well, you and I could argue about the next generation for hours and feel like a couple of crusty old codgers.
Yeah,
probably not as helpful to your listeners as it might be.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that to come back to your point about training, we can no longer presume that somebody's going to come to work for you at any age and will know that it's important to say thank you to a customer. You know, years ago, Rob, I got my very first corporate sponsor. I was so proud of it, but I was not as proud the day I got them to go do business with me as I was a year later when they agreed to come back.
Wow. Okay.
You know, you got to get people to come back. Folks, when we come back after these messages, he's got three outstanding inexpensive marketing tactics that work. It'll get them in the door one time. After that, it's up to you. Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials by Rob Grady is his book. Grede is spell his name.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.